The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to be ever so slightly something that's not easy to do in this room, especially with Erica here.
Nice. Can you use the word vulnerable?
Yeah, I need to be a little vulnerable.
I saw your mouth starting to...
I've got about a week before my son leaves. And a couple things are happening. And I need to ask the younger people in the room, which is essentially everyone. Were you jerks to your parents before you left?
In general, yeah.
But like I don't know if he thinks this is funny, but like, hey, can you make chicken wings? And I'm like, I don't know if it's like, it's probably the last time you're going to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
What? He is working me over?
I did that and I never left.
So that might just be a personality trait of hers.
What?
I don't think I did that.
No, absolutely not. Because my mom is very emotional and I knew it was good. I was the oldest, so I was the first one to move out and I knew it was going to be very rough for her, which then in turn is rough for me. It's rough, like, so I didn't poke the bear.
So you, okay.
Not at all, because I'm like, it's not funny. She's not going to think it's funny. She's
and
gonna,
I don't know if he's
her
trying
heart
to,
is breaking, you know, I'm leaving, so.
But is he doing it to be funny or is he doing it to just, he is a master manipulator right now. Like, I will give him anything in the world.
And he knows it.
Kind of.
Yeah, he's well aware. He's probably been aware for the last year.
Yeah, but like the last few days have just been like, I wish we could do that. And it's like, probably last time we'll get to go to Topgolf. And it's like, I finally had to like sit him down and go, son, you don't have cancer.
Right.
You're like moving to Omaha.
You'll come home for Christmas.
Yeah, I've already bought the ticket.
Thanksgiving too?
I haven't bought Thanksgiving yet or his fall break.
He'll come home for Thanksgiving.
He doesn't get as much time off. He gets this weird week in October.
For fall break. I remember this.
And like, but for Thanksgiving, you only basically has like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or whatever. So what's like, got to bring him home for that.
He flies out Tuesday night. He goes back Sunday.
Okay. This is the question. The other question. Is he sad? Like, I need to know the mindset. Like, I have a few questions about things and I guess we could lump it all into one thing. Like, I've already decided we're flying, not driving.
Right.
And then we're going to go buy crap for his dorm room. And I don't know what to buy. Like, I need help with his dorm room, but I need him to be sad.
I think he's masking it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Knowing you, and you and Noah have a very close relationship in a friendship way as well.
Yes.
So it is, he's poking the bear. He's kind of making fun of it, but I think it is totally masking. He is going to miss you a lot.
Hack is who I really need the answer from.
Because he's a boy.
Well, and he called me out on something the other day, and it's been eating me alive.
Hack did?
Yes.
What?
My son doesn't do any, like, you got everybody listening, 303-222-5423, judge away. I do everybody's laundry. I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do their sheets.
And we all appreciate it.
No.
You're the worst, man.
It's when I'm folding the girl's underwear that it gets real weird.
It's got to be kind of weird doing your daughter's underwear.
It is kind of weird.
And bras and stuff.
I don't want to get too personal in that regard, but she hasn't switched to an underwear that would make me uncomfortable. Super uncomfortable. Yeah.
Or you just haven't seen them yet. They're still in the bottom. They're so.
That could be. She might be doing those. No, she's just not. I don't think she's
that. I did that for a time.
You hit them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From your mom and your dad?
For sure.
So you bought them on your own?
Yeah, I must have. Or maybe my sisters took me.
And then you just would like
wash
sneak
them
down at 3 a.m.
But
like,
I also did my own laundry at the time.
Oh.
So it's different.
Okay.
Sorry, not to stress you out.
And sorry, you were saying how he does.
He doesn't
do
his laundry. And then I'm like, I think he's going to get to college and go, man, I'm hungry. Where's the granola bars that are always in the pantry? And he's not going to have them. And he's going to go, where's all my clean underwear? And then TX like, so are you going to be, I don't remember the way you worded it, but you like shut me down in such a weird way. You were like, so are you going to be upset if he actually goes out there and crushes it?
What happens if he gets there and he's like, yeah, I've been doing my laundry and I'm cleaning up my rooms real clean and I'm ahead on this. I've been meal prepping, doing all these things that you've been trying to get him to do for years. He goes away and does it. Are you going to be happy or are you going to be like, what the heck, man? It's been years and you wouldn't help out at all.
I secretly think he's going to fail, and not in a bad way. He's not going to fail at anything big. Just the little stuff.
He just one day might wake up and be like, I have no, not even remotely clean laundry.
Correct. Yeah.
But do you want him to fail because then you feel appreciated?
I don't want him to fail at all. I just think it's going to happen. But when Tiak asked me that, then it made me feel like exactly what you're saying. Like, I'm rooting for him to fail, and I don't want that to happen. I want him to be...
But isn't it... Won't it sting a little bit if he doesn't fail a little?
No. Because
if you're like, dude, you were putting on an act for years. I've been begging you to clean up.
But it means that Slacker did a good job.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would mean that I did it right, and I just let him manipulate me, which sucks.
But it's better than... You didn't teach him anything.
Correct. If he just got there and colossally failed, and then I get the call, is like, can I come home? Like,
oh, by the way, you're probably going to get that call.
No, that's the real thing that I want to get. Like,
I nearly left college after my first semester. I was so sad and alone. But
were your parents strong?
Like, what happened? They were like, you have to finish the year and you can apply to other schools and you can transfer, but like, you're staying the year. But they flew me home. My mom flew me home for that fall break. And like pep talked me.
So, see, like Hack's dad threw every piece of furniture onto the lawn as Hack was pulling away. It's like he knew he had no shot.
I tried to drop out every semester of my life.
Yeah. You did?
Every single one. Yeah. It didn't, never went over well. Because I just hated it. I hated all, just everything about it. I was like, this isn't right for me. I don't want to be here. Like, I'm having a lot of fun, like everyone talked about, but I don't feel like I'm growing as a person. I feel like I'm wasting time. So, and that really was really frustrating for me. But
will you guys be the, this sounds really weird, but because I don't have a sig other, don't give me the look.
We can be your sig other.
I need you guys to be strong when he calls and says, I want to come home. You guys are going to have to talk me out of it.
You let him come home for a weekend. You say on Sunday, you're going back. I'm sorry.
No, let him come home.
No, you're out.
No college.
Aaron and I will handle this.
What a waste.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.